Hidden by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Let anyone with ears to hear listen. Mark 7:16. When the Holy Spirit comes to you, you will receive power. You will be my witnesses. Acts 1:8. If you admire our faith, strengthen yours. If you admire our sense of commitment, deepen yours. If you admire our community spirit, build your own. If you admire the simple life, cut back. If you admire deep character and enduring values, live them yourself. Small Farm Journal, Summer 1993. Prologue. Rob's right fist hurt more than she'd remembered. That was the first thing Anna thought as she tried to focus through the pain, tried not to cry in front of him. But that didn't stop Anna from cupping her palm protectively over her cheek, just in case Rob decided to hit her again. Rob was sitting across from her once more, his crisp Brooks Brothers dress shirt hardly wrinkled. He scowled. "What, Anna? For once you have nothing to say?" With a force of will, she dropped her hand and clasped her palms together, resolved to stay calm. Yet one more time, her mind played back to what she'd seen in his office earlier that day, how he'd been cashing checks for personal use from his campaign funds, and worst of all, the realization that he'd spent some of that money on her. "There isn't anything to say. Not anymore." "That, my dear, is where you're wrong. I don't ever want to hear that disbelieving, sarcastic tone in your voice again. And once more, you will never even think of mentioning your opinions about my business when we're..."